This is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher. I've been teaching for 22 years, starting my career at a private school, moving to a suburban high school, and now I'm at a Title I middle school. Thank you for listening to the podcast. You can find show notes and links mentioned in the podcast at jamesdevine.net. Maybe you might want to call in with a question of your own to 719-238-4193. Hey, the podcast is almost at 100,000 downloads. Please share and help me to get it to that 100,000. Number one, there's more to life than good grades and perfect attendance. I teach at a school where a lot of the students don't have an instrument, and so it was kind of interesting. It really forced me to change my teaching, and I remember there was one kid who didn't do any of the lessons that I gave. I gave online music type of things where you didn't need an instrument. He didn't do any of those, but we had a weekly lesson. He was one of the few who had his instrument, and I actually looked forward to having that lesson with him. The very best student I have, she did all her assignments, and she was always worried about her grade, and I had to tell her, don't worry about your grade. Take it easy. But sometimes she just wanted to get onto our web interface and talk about life, about what was going on. She just needed to kind of process that. And then my worst student, she did every single assignment and every single day. We typically would post one assignment a week. Every single day, she emailed all her teachers and said, what do you have for me today? What do you have for me today? Sometimes it was twice a day. Number two, health is number one. You know, once we got kicked out of our schools and everything shut down, all of a sudden, all these other things didn't become important. They weren't as important anymore. Your health is number one. Please don't forget this lesson as we move forward. Eat properly. Figure out what you're going to eat. I like to bring my lunch every day, and I purposely plan it to have healthy food. Exercise. Try to do that first thing in the morning, because if you don't do it, then you're probably not going to do it, at least if you're like me. And get enough sleep. All of these things. Our health is number one. Number three, this is almost like my life phrase. We teach about life through music. So many times we end up thinking that we are teaching music, but we teach about life through music. Number four, there is no substitute for face-to-face teaching. I remember the previous school I taught at, there were a lot of students who would leave to go to the online academy. And out of 20 students in the 13 years or so that I was there, out of the 20 students or so that went and did that, it was only successful for one of them. And that was a student who was very bright and very intelligent and very self-motivated. She just ended up facing a lot of teasing because she didn't quite fit in the usual way. And so she excelled at that academy. But the other 19 students, they were failures at that. And most of them ended up coming back to regular classroom instruction because they didn't have that self-motivation. Number five, I need the purpose of a job. I felt like for a time that I had lost my purpose. It was different than being on summer break. Even on the week I didn't have to teach, we got an extra spring break week out of it. But I felt like I had lost my purpose, and it's really made me decide that even when I retire in about 5 years, I plan on working, if not full-time, then at least a little bit. I know one particular lady who she teaches one day a week, and she's on a 20% schedule, so she gets 20% of the pay that other teachers get. She's retired. She's in her 70s. And I know several people like that who are doing that. So for me, I figured out I need that purpose of a job. It's what kind of gets me going. Looking for funding? School Fundraising has the options and, best of all, extraordinary customer service to back up whatever program you choose. I have personally used them for over a decade. They offer brochure and catalog sales such as cookie dough, popcorn, candles, snacks, a donation-only platform, a combination of donations and products. They believe in maximizing your profits and minimizing your hassles with over 30 years of experience helping hundreds of groups just like yours each year. Their 5-star Google rating says it all. Contact them at info@schoolfundraising.com or call Joel 406-544-5308 or Johnny 719-229-1325 direct on their mobile phones. They love to serve. Number 6, standards are important. I cannot stress this one enough. My district, I understand why they made this decision, but they made a decision that grades were not going to count, and whatever grade you had before the pandemic hit, that was going to be your grade. And if you wanted to do more work, you could bring that grade up, but there was no way your grade was going to go down. And that sounded good at first, especially when we didn't know the initial results of everything. But what I found happen is that a lot of students said, well, if that's the standard, I liked my grade, I had an A before, so I'm just not going to do anything. I think we need to reevaluate that, because as I think about it, a friend of mine had 95% participation and I had about 30% participation. That was about average at my school. And I teach at a very poor Title I school. So that could be part of it. However, my friend's school, what they did there was they told the students, we expect everybody to do this, and to do that. If for some reason, because of family situation or internet situation, you cannot, then we understand and will excuse you. Instead, my district said, we don't expect you to do anything because we know some of you have this, some of you have that, and some of you have that. So we don't expect you to be present and it's not going to hurt your grade. And students heard that loud and clear. Standards are very important. Number 7, standardized testing is missed by nobody. I listened to this podcast called Teacher Needs a Drink. It's a tongue-in-cheek podcast. They make everything a little bit funny and kind of twist it around. So they're not really saying this is the case. But if you think about it, in some ways, we almost didn't miss anything of school because the week before spring break is crazy. Then you usually come back from spring break and you have 3 to 4 weeks of testing. And then you have the last couple of weeks to close out the school year and give final exams and all that sort of thing. So in their podcast, they were joking around saying, you know, we really didn't miss anything because everything after spring break is just kind of a waste anyway. It was tongue in cheek. So don't email me and get angry or don't get angry at that podcast. Number 8. Festivals and competitions are great tools. However, we almost need to think about slowing down and doing less. One teacher described it as being like on a merry-go-round with all the competitions and concerts and everything that were coming up. And finally, the merry-go-round stopped and she was able to breathe and just think about life. And 2 years ago, that's where I was at. I was at a high school. I think we had something every week, some event that I had to be a part of. And I was working 65 hours a week. It was just horrible. And I came to the school I'm at now 2 years ago, and our competitions and concerts are a lot less frequent. And it has been great for me. I typically work 40 to 45 hours a week now. So think about that. What did you learn about slowing down and doing less? Tip number 9, I realized how much I love to perform on my instrument. I started doing something for my students and for the staff at my school also. We were on WebEx, and I did these live WebEx concerts. I had been doing that at my school about once a month, just playing in the hallways. But I did some WebEx concerts, and the students just came on and listened. They didn't have to do anything. There wasn't like a requirement for them. And those were the events I actually had the biggest turnouts for. It was probably pushing 50% instead of the 30%. I also discovered that I have this fondness for doing and creating music videos, some of my own like original music. I will make sure to actually include that in the show notes if you would like to see one of those. And it's just a hobby for me, and it was a lot of fun. Number 10, I got to find out just how innovative and creative teachers of all disciplines are. I liken it to jazz improv. You just don't know what's going to happen in jazz improv. You go with the moment, you play, you adapt to what's happening with the drums and the bass, and you just have a lot of flexibility. And I was so proud to see my fellow teachers of every ilk jump in there throughout all this time and be innovative and creative. I hope you've enjoyed these 10 tips. I'm going to take my summer hiatus, and I will be back about the second week of August with some more episodes. Hope you have a restful and terrific summer.
The Music and Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.